Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where today we're celebrating Freedom Phone Day. You're saying, what's Freedom Phone Day? Well, it's the first day of the launch of a brand new phone that protects your privacy, that only puts apps that are censor-free on them, that allows you to go to any carrier and choose your carrier. One phone, all the carriers, all you have to do is put the chip in. And the man behind this incredible invention, which for all of us who are liberty-loving, censorship-free, insisting, privacy-protecting Americans, this is the phone we've been waiting for. And here at Just the News, we have a special offer. You can get the phone from us for $500. And you will be supporting not only Just the News and our new app, which will be on the phone, you will be supporting an entire technology initiative to create a phone that big tech, big brother, can't just take over and infringe your free speech or infringe your privacy. It is an incredible invention. And the man who made it possible, Eric Finman, is joining us tonight. He is a remarkable 21-year-old American who already is a multimillionaire. He was a major player in the Bitcoin cryptocurrency market, was a millionaire by the time he was 18, has had enormous business success and innovation and innovators' success. And at the ripe old age of 21 now, he has created a phone that really is poised to disrupt the Apple, Google market that we've all had to hold our nose and tolerate as they kick Parler out of the store or censored our YouTube feeds or demonetized conservative content. We can go on. We have many grievances. Today, we have a solution. Just the News has got a special offer on this phone today. You can go to the website and use it and take advantage of it and get one of these amazing free phones. You can pick your vendor. It's really simple. And to get $50 off the phone right now, you, at the checkout, you just put in Just the News. Ready for that? Just the News, all one word at the checkout to take advantage of that. We also have a URL you can go directly to the phone site and get credit from Just the News and for Just the News. You just go to justthenews.com/freedomphone. Got that? justthenews.com/freedomphone to find it out. And on this podcast, the entrepreneur, a liberty-loving American who has made this phone possible, who also played a disruptive role in the cryptocurrency Bitcoin rise, the development of a new American currency. He's here for the whole show. We're going to talk about what inspired this phone. We're going to talk about his incredible life. How do you become a millionaire at 21? How do you own your own phone company, your own cell phone company at 21. Lots of great questions. An amazing quintessential American story. Eric Finman coming up right after this commercial break. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest on a very special day. Today, the Freedom Foam has launched across America, including on Just the News. And it is an innovative, new, privacy-protecting, censorship-free phone, something America has been craving for months. And the man that has made that all possible, Eric Finman, is joining us now. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That was an amazing introduction.
Well, it's a true story. It has the benefit of all being true. I can't tell you the number of times in the last couple of years, my wife and I have been sitting around and we realize my Apple phone has been tracking me. Look at the data footprint it's been collecting. Or I wanted to put that app on there. Won't let me install that app. I have all of these moments where I go nuts, and you have solved all my angst in this phone. I've been playing with the Freedom Phone for a couple hours now. It is killer. Tell us how you came about to create this product and put it into the marketplace.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you liked it. Basically, I just saw the problem that, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, if you don't like getting banned off pretty much every mainstream social media platform, create your own. And then, you know, you see, hey, we created our own with Parler amongst others.
Right.
And then they got banned and all that. And it's that's terrible. And I think to me, if growing up and also in my life today, I've always pushed boundaries on what you can say, much to maybe my family's chagrin. and if you can't do that, there's a great quote from a former Supreme Court justice, actually. He said, if you lose the right to be different, you lose the privilege to be free.
Wow.
And I think that
what a powerful statement.
It is a powerful quote. And so I had to come in. My background is in Bitcoin. And I feel like, I was able to do very well there. And now I'm kind of dedicating that money and quote unquote, leaving Silicon Valley. Used to live in San Francisco. Now I moved to Florida and doing the whole thing of basically creating something that is unbannable, that is uncensorable, that isn't reliant on, you know, the Apple or Google app stores or wherever, or kind of, you know, left wing infrastructure. Basically build this phone, which has its own app store, which has all the apps your phone normally has, but plus banned ones as well. And we feature apps that promote free speech and promote patriotism. And you know, we put a huge focus on privacy features as well.
Yeah, that's what really impressed me. Such an important thing. You can really lock this phone down so that you know what data is being shared or not shared of yours. And in this world where everybody is collecting data, that is a reassuring thing. And it's simple. It takes 2 minutes to figure out, you know, how to lock your phone down in a way that Big Brother or Big Tech can't suck up your data without your permission. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has been one of the early arguments as conservatives have tried to cut their own path in the tech world is sometimes we've had to settle for less than best technology, but you really created a phone that has, you know, premier technology from the camera to the device to the touchscreen to the privacy protections, which we've just mentioned, that which I really love. To me, that's one of the amazing things about it. There's no downgrade, and you can pick any phone service provider you want. You want AT&T, you want Verizon, you put the chip in the phone you want, and you're off and running. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we've had to settle, like, you know, we had problems with Parler for a while. Well, some of the other ventures had some early bumps, but you came out of the gate with something that is as good as anything Apple and Google have in the marketplace today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that was the goal, is in the sense, you don't have to downgrade, in the sense that we can make things that are, you know, hopefully one day altogether, we have a whole, you know, alternative tech or alt tech movement that I think is growing, where, you know, we're creating things that are even better than what the kind of the left and the anti-free speech people have to offer, because, you know, we're smarter, we're better, and we can do it. And all we have to do is just put our minds and our creativity to it.
Well, and also that quote you just mentioned from the Supreme Court justice, we do have to defend our right to be different, to take different positions and not be homogenous in America, or we give up all the freedom we have. And this phone allows that. All the apps on it that are pre-installed are all, you know, apps that subscribe to freedom of speech, which is so important. The quality is great. You built this on an Android platform, right?
Yeah. So we built it on top of Android. So that way you can have all the apps that you have. But Hillary Clinton acid washed all the Google stuff out and really went top to bottom. It was a dirty job. but we got rid of all that junk out that way, because we wanted you to be able to still run traditional apps. Like if you have a banking app,
sure.
If you have ADT security or whatever, and all that, plus have the banned ones as well. So we just went in there, you know, like fumigators, and went into that and completely, you know, redid it from the ground up. But, you know, kind of similar feel. And then you can run all the apps that would normally run on, you know, a traditional Android phone. So that's great. And I'm glad we did that and baked in all those security features in there.
Yeah, no, it has, I've said it to some people that it has like the best of Apple and Google phones combined into one, but with all the privacy and censorship-free capabilities that have always been lacking on their platforms. It really is a remarkable thing. So let's start off here. We're going to shock the audience right now, but let's have a little fun. If they haven't Googled you yet, or if they haven't heard your story, just remind folks, how old are you?
I'm an old man. I'm 22 years old.
You have your own cell phone company, but that's not even your first success. So a half of your life ago, when you were like 12 years old, walk us through how you became a businessman, an entrepreneur, because it's one of the most inspiring stories I've heard in the last couple decades. You are truly an American tale of what we can do in a free market with enterprise. You're age 12. What happens in your home one day?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I grew up in Idaho, North Idaho, and Coeur d'Alene, if anyone knows where that is,
sure.
It's a beautiful area. And then, yeah, my older brother, he brought me to this protest, told me about this protest back there, and we ended up flying all the way to Washington, D.C., and then we went, when I was 12 years old, that was the first time I'd ever been, and it was actually an Adam Kokesh protest, because it was the Ron Paul.
That's right. State. Yeah, the Fed. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And and then my older brother was part of the Ron Paul Revolution, and he was bringing me, kind of letting me tag along. And then yeah, he was Adam Kokesh was arrested for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, because technically that's illegal, and they body slammed him. And we went to go protest that. And then you know, ended up being a crazy protest. They had police and
a modern day Footloose movie, right?
A modern day Footloose movie. I always make that joke. And then yeah, and then you know, kind of Obama had, you know, the DC security, you know, Black Hawk helicopter circling. It was pretty bad. And anyways, we ended up running from those people at some point at the end of it. And then some guy had this T-shirt on. And it had this big orange B that looked like a dollar sign. And I was like, you know, what's that? And then he said, it's big. He was kind of a little bit of a hippie, libertarian hippie. And he was like, hey, man, it's Bitcoin, man. It's going to end. It's going to end, you know, Wall Street or whatever. It's going to change the world. And he was saying all that. And he like ran off after that. And then me and my older brother
was planted,
went back home.
Huh?
And, yeah. yeah. And we went back home and we ended up looking up Bitcoin and just felt, wow, this, you know, this isn't just this crazy guy. It seemed like a really cool project, and we got into it. My grandmother had given me her grandson $1,000 for my scholarship fund, because she thought she was actually going to pass away. Thankfully, actually, now my only living grandparent, which is great. She's
that's
stuck out.
Awesome.
She
yeah.
And I tried to give it back, but anyways, I did not put it into any scholarship stuff. I ended up putting that into Bitcoin. My brother helped me sneak it out, and we didn't tell my parents. And ended up putting it into Bitcoin. And I just, you know, some kids had video games, some kids had sports. Bitcoin was my thing growing up, and I just spent every day trying to game it and get more and more and more. And you know, and then eventually I had 15. I could get into the whole story, but 15, dropped out of high school and used some of that money, that Bitcoin money I had, it was about $100,000 at that point, to launch a startup. And at 15, and I moved to Palo Alto, Silicon Valley, And ended up selling that company, and, you know, and it was a big story and a big success. And I was, you know, very well liked, and maybe other than today, I was pretty much well liked by Silicon Valley up until today, but, you know, I had to leave and do this project because it was so important.
Yeah. And challenging the norms is a lot of what you've been doing. I mean, we're in an era where we've had the currency in America for nearly 245 years. And, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is, you know, the disruptor. It's the next generation. And you know it's going to be important because China has made it a national declaration that they're going to create their own cryptocurrency Bitcoin market. And so you've been at the forefront of disrupting the financial markets. Talk a little bit why, after the guy runs off, the cryptocurrency t-shirt guy runs off, and you get him, why is cryptocurrency so important to the future economic system of America? And then why it frees entrepreneurs like you to do things like start a cell phone company when you're up against the giants of Ericsson and Apple and Google. But it's a two-step thing. There's an innovation cycle to it, which is really liberating. But also there's a futurism to how you see commerce in the world occurring. And why did cryptocurrency, a lot of people have heard of it, like, well, I don't know what it is. I hear about it. I heard these things, Bitcoins. What is it and how does it relate to the future of the world?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I love about cryptocurrency. I mean, people go, oh, what is the use of cryptocurrency? And I used to say in third world countries, well, hey, governments and companies, they work together to ban people in these third world countries from, you know, being able to have money and seizing their money. But then that's no longer in third world countries. That's actually in the U.S. now. I mean, you see, you know, some Republican influencers or people, they end up losing access to their banking. You know,
sure.
It's crazy.
Real life stories in the last year. We've seen them.
Exactly. And it's just becoming more and more and more where you get banned from payment processing. You get banned from banking. It's not just social media, folks. It's like literally, you know, like you're at risk of getting banned from your bank. I mean, they won't loan to you, you know, they won't. Not just that, they'll just send you, Chase Bank will send you a letter and be like, hey, we're no longer going to be, being your banking provider. You know, please get your money out ASAP. But then, you know, everybody else won't take you either. If Chase Bank won't take you. And that's what's so beautiful about cryptocurrency is that you can send money anywhere in the earth and it'll get there, you know, in less than 10 minutes, if not sooner. You know,
and it has a security and encryption to it. That's very cool, right? It can't be taken from you, right?
Yeah. It can't be taken from you and all that. Because that's also what happens. I see some Republican influencers, you know, and you can say, wow, they're a little radical, whatever. Don't have to agree with them, but they get their money seized and all that. And with no recourse other than maybe a 5-10 year legal bureaucratic process, but you don't have any money to pay a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. You're out. You're going to spend all the lawyer fees to get back the money you're owed.
Exactly. And Russia and China actually have seen, it's actually pretty sick of they're showing their hand, the elites in this country, by just, you know, banning patriots and you know, red-blooded Americans from their banking, because Russia and China sees the U.S. has no problem, you know, basically using their kind of, you know, they're the main banks of the world are in the U.S. For the most part. And Russia and China, they are creating their own alternative, not just crypto, but their own SWIFT thing, which is how you send international payments.
Right.
And they're creating their own technologies completely, not really, because they see what they're doing to just patriots. And not that they're, you know, the most moral people by any means, but it's just a waste for the U.S. to basically, you know, blow their load on good people, because it risks, you know, these power dynamics in the rest of the world. Crazy.
Yeah. And it's interesting. In your early work, one of the places you focused on is Africa, right? There are despots there. There's theft and con men all around. Then, you know, it's the continent that always gets abused by some other superpower. Talk a little bit about what you've been able to do with Metal and now Yellow Card, which are two products that you've helped incubate. Talk a little bit about what it does for a continent like, not only America, but obviously we can see the value here, but what does it do to a continent like Africa that has, had so many challenges in the currency markets?
Yeah, I mean, MetalPay is a great crypto company. You should go download their app. It's a really easy way to buy and sell crypto, and we're going to be putting that on the phone as well, because it's kind of a company I invested in, and have been hugely involved with and spreading the word. And we built that company up to such a great level. And then the main guy there does such a great, wonderful job. Go download their app, MetalPay, if you want to get into crypto super easily. One of the companies that MetalPay invested in, kind of like a Russian doll there, is Yellow Card. And then Yellow Card is a fantastic company, you know, trying to bring I think it's the largest now. It just surpassed recently, I think, is now the largest crypto exchange in all of Africa.
Yep.
And provides such a great way for people to buy Bitcoin, especially in Africa, you know, where they don't really have stable currencies. So that's one of the companies that I invested in Metal, and then Metal invested in Yellow Card. So they're both really great companies.
Wow. And really having a global impact already. You were 19 or 20 and you're up on Capitol Hill and you're helping introduce the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020 and push that along. What was that like to go from citizen, investor, entrepreneur to, I don't want to say lobbyist, that's a bad choice of words, but advocate on Capitol Hill to get...
Citizen advocate.
Yeah, citizen advocate trying to get a framework for, you know, so that there's a regulatory framework for this incredible new market you're helping build. What was that like?
Yeah, well, lobbyist, that means you're getting paid.
That's right. No one was paying you.
and all that. So I was going up against a lot of people that were getting paid.
I bet.
So the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020 is a bill that was introduced. And it was basically to create a really good set of rules in the crypto space. So that way anyone can start their own company. Like with MetalPay, and I'll touch on that lightly again, it takes millions of dollars of legal fees to start a crypto company in the U.S. because the laws that they make are so outdated, or the laws that they apply to crypto are so old, and even go back to like the old Wild West days when you were, you know, sending money on a wagon across the country. And some of those laws are now applying to cryptocurrency, and it takes millions of dollars legal fees, and then doesn't matter. You can never be 100% sure you're okay. And that was one of the goals of the bill, is just to make it so, hey, you can be like Steve Jobs or Michael Dell and start a company in your dorm room or your garage. But right now in the crypto space, I've been fortunate enough, and other people have been fortunate enough in the sense I've been able to make good money on crypto.
Right.
So you can start companies like this with this money, but pay these legal fees. But the goal of that bill is to do that. And yeah, that's still going through the motions, and I hope it ends up getting passed. And I hope when Republicans win midterms, I think it'll definitely pass.
Yeah, and you're a free market libertarian guy, right? I think when you look at the world, 100%. that is your sweet spot, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And people have talked about the gold standard, the declining value of the dollar, growing debt in America. Just where does Bitcoin / cryptocurrency fit in the economic security of America going forward? As our debt goes up, you know, we're going to hit $30 trillion probably the end of this year, which is almost an unthinkable number. What makes cryptocurrency a stronger alternative to a weak dollar?
Well, if you go back to the history of currencies before Bitcoin, there's actually this thing called Liberty Dollar, which some people might remember back in the mid-2000s.
I do remember that, yeah.
Oh, that's a flashback then. Yeah, I still have the We Accept Liberty Dollar sign.
That's
bought,
funny.
Actually. So if you were a small business, that you could take it. But I think that guy got put in jail, right?
I believe that's right. Yeah.
That's why Bitcoin, that was before Bitcoin. And that's why Bitcoin was eventually, like people go, how is Bitcoin unbannable? Because, you know, the technology that Bitcoin is based off of is blockchain, and blockchain is unbannable.
Right.
And that's the point of it. And the founder of Bitcoin is anonymous, because back in the day when people were trying to start alternative currencies, the federal government would just throw you in jail. And that's why Bitcoin was basically born out of the financial crisis and born out of anyone who started a centralized currency alternative were put in prison. I think they probably seized his money, you know, because he had silver and gold, because that's
right. That's what he had cigarette it off. Yep.
Yeah. And all that. So, I mean, what's beautiful about Bitcoin is that, you know, you can take your wealth with you on a USB stick, and they can't just seize it or go into your storage and take your gold or whatever. Bitcoin is as long as you keep that USB stick. And even if they take the USB stick, you can have a couple codes that you memorize in your head and can get your Bitcoin that way, even if they seize your USB stick, if they find that. And that's a beautiful thing. So that's why I like Bitcoin almost a little bit better than gold, although I'm very supportive of gold. And silver, and I think people should get into that. I've gotten into that, but what's beautiful is, you know, they can't raid your Bitcoin, which is a huge plus, and why I'm very supportive.
That encryption really, really makes it locked in a way that we haven't seen in any other form of currency in history. As you look out, if you're, it's 2040 in America, hopefully we're going strong still. What is the currency in buying market look like? If I'm someone going to the store, I'm going to go to Walmart, or I'm going to pick up my coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, how am I paying in 2040?
I think to go on a macro scale, I think that's hard to say in 2040, because I think the 2020s are the defining decade for the United States. China says by the end of the 2020s that they want to overtake the U.S.
That's
and
right.
be the largest economy. You see now that a third of all U.S. dollars has been printed in the last 12 months or something like that. And I think the, you know, Russia and China, they're both, you know, posturing their militaries, particularly China, because, you know, they feel that the U.S. kind of, you know, the U.S. as a power structure is pretty much the ultimate superpower, is on life support. And is, you know, I 100% agree with that. And a lot of people like felt that and said that, and I said that, you know, back in the Obama era, but especially now. And it's just, they're so weak. The U.S. elite power structures are just so weak right now. It all depends, I think, what we do in this decade. I mean, yeah, I think the U.S. would be very smart for the U.S. upgrade their dollar to be like a U.S. digital dollar. And I think that would be a great way that people pay in things in the 2040. But yeah, I mean, I think all kind of nation currencies are going to be like, you know, fiat currencies, nation backed currencies are going to be based off cryptocurrencies. So it might not be Bitcoin, although maybe you could use that in 2040. I'm sure people will accept it. But I think that, you know, you'll have what China and Russia and the U.S. is even talking about doing, which is upgrading these nation country currencies to be actually cryptocurrencies themselves, because it's just such a technological upgrade that I think it's necessary. And I hope the U.S. still remains using, being the ultimate power. And I hope being in a good way, you know, hopefully not abusing that in the way that they're doing to their own people right now.
Yeah, such an important topic that we need to stay focused on too, all the things going on with the Uyghurs and other things in China. People listening to you say, well, this guy is really smart. He's really learned. He's traveled the world, which you have. Tell us about
I don't know if my brothers would say I'm super smart. Don't tell them that. Or tell them
well,
that.
Actually. My brother still doesn't think I'm smart, and I've been trying to convince him for 30 years. So.
It's a lifelong process.
Yes, it is. It is a lifelong process. But, you know, you have a lot of experiences that most 21-year-olds don't even have. You understand the world. You're very engaged in politics and in history. You understand all these things. Tell me about the deal you made with your parents to get out of school.
Yeah. I mean, one of the deals of dropping out of high school to start my own business was I had $1 million bet with my parents that,
that's a big bet.
That's a big bet that I said, if they said, well, you can leave school now, work on your business. But you know, the goal of school is to set you up for a good career. So you have to, if you don't make $1 million by the time you're 18, you know, you got to go back to school, you know, got to go back to school and go to college and do all that. And I think that's a great option for a lot of people. But for me, I did not like it. I did not fit in. I was always a rebel rouser and or sometimes just quiet and not really enjoying it. But yeah, I mean, I'm pleased to say I won that bet and made $1 million by the time I was 18. From my Bitcoin trades and selling my company and putting all that money back into Bitcoin.
Right.
And that gave me the claim to fame that people annoyingly sometimes call me as the youngest Bitcoin millionaire, which is, you know, very cool.
And that is a great title to have. Absolutely.
It's a great title. Well, now it's the Freedom Phone founder now. So that's the new title.
I know that's going to be the one you're most proud of.
I am.
As you look out now, and you see what you've accomplished. And I know we were talking offline when we met the first time, and you talked about how important it was to empower people to become entrepreneurs and innovators, because everything in the world today, you have to have a million or more to get started in anything. Cryptocurrency has the ability, and what you've created and you've demonstrated with yourself is the ability to create a new entry point in for innovators and disruptors in the innovator cycle. How important has that been to prove your concept yourself? I mean, you're living proof But you've now opened up a whole new generation potentially of Steve Jobs and Eric Finmans and Bill Gates and others because of how you envision this. What does that feel like at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, that feels, you know, it feels good. I mean, to me, I feel on a personal level, feels good. But yeah, the beauty of the internet and cryptocurrency that, in my opinion, I feel like they're trying to take away, because people that are, you know, aberrations to the norm, and there's so much more than we thought, in my opinion, Gen Z, you know, it's got its problems. But I think that there's so many more of these kind of aberrations to the past thoughts of you know, oh, this generation is just, they can do so much. They've got so many tools. They've got, you know, you've got unlimited tools. You've got the whole world. You've got the ability to educate yourself even better, which is why, you know, the statistics tell us, the data tells us that Gen Z is the most, right leaning generation in a long time, much more so than the millennials. And I think, you know, there's that, but I feel like that is what these elite power structures in the United States are trying to take away, because the right to be different, the right to have your own voice. And then, because, you know, free speech has unfortunately almost become a political phrase, but like, what does that really mean? It means the ability and power to have a voice on, like, you know, what if they had censored, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, if you had social media back then, you know, what if they had censored these, you know, Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall speech, you know, what, you know, imagine I just feel such a loss, that they're just trying to take away people's ability to have a voice. And what is that doing to, you know, what is that doing to our kids? You know, I guess I'm still might be in borderline in that category, but I mean, that's the most powerful tool that we all have, is our right to have a voice. And that's why I feel so motivated to do this phone, is, you know, they can ban software, but hardware with its own uncensorable app store and privacy, you know, one of the cheesy marketing lines that, you know, we say is, you know, the Freedom Phone, finally a phone that won't put your voice on silent, which is a little cheesy, but it's true.
It is true. No, that's a great way of describing its mission. That title, now that you have Freedom Phone founder, it's day one. When you look out a year or 2 years from now, there's a way to define success from a business standpoint, and you have your, you know, you'll have your P&L and you'll know what you want to accomplish. But from the point of being an American, as someone who wants to disrupt this move towards censorship and cancel culture and silencing of any voice that isn't in line with the current elitists, what is the hope that this you have for this product in changing that dynamic?
Look at what we did in 2016 before they caught on to how powerful free speech is. And I think if we get back to that, but in a place where it's our own platform, so we can push out narratives that promote free speech and promote freedom and promote, you know, just good values, I think it's unstoppable. Because with this phone, my goal is not to sell. People have been coming up to me and they're like, oh, well, why don't you just make, like, the phone is, you know, if you see all the preloaded apps, it's, you know, Newsmax, OANN, you know, it's very, you know, just the news. That's the best one, right?
I hope so. I think so.
that's the best app. And then, and it comes preloaded with these patriots. People have been coming to me, why don't you just focus on the security and the privacy, which is great. But they say, why do you have to make it so conservative centric? And I was like, well, my market, no more or less, is the 75 million people that you know, voted, you know, in my opinion, in a very patriotic way, in a way that is the right direction for this country. Because if I made it less conservative centric, I would have to compromise on what the ultimate vision and purpose of this phone is, which is to get people, you know, get people out there and expanding and get people the truth. That's the real goal. And I think, you know, if it was just security encryption centric, I wouldn't be able to get people the truth the same way. So that is the real goal. That is the, you know, so in 5 years, I hope that all 75 million people have this phone in their pockets. And that's great from a business point of view, obviously, but 75 million people that can get truth and can get, can speak freely. And you know, hopefully even more. But that is the real goal of this phone, is to have everybody, if they want it, they can speak freely.
You can pick it up all over our site at justthenews.com. We have it advertised everywhere. We want you to check this phone out. I love this phone. I'm addicted to it. It is my phone of the future. Eric, other ways that people can find the phone and follow you, because you're not only an entrepreneur, you also have a lot of important political wisdom to impart. How do people stay in touch with you?
Yeah, I mean, you can check out freedomphone.com, obviously. But yeah, my Twitter is just my name, Eric Finman, E-R-I-K-F-I-N-M-A-N. And that's just the same username on every social media network. So you can find that. Find me on Parler, find me on CloudHub with that. You know, you can do any social media network. I'm at Eric Finman. So Twitter, CloudHub, whatever, at Eric Finman.
Pretty simple, pretty easy. And what a path you've already blazed in your young life, Eric. It's really amazing. Getting to know you is inspiring. And I think, you know, listen, if you're listening today and you're inspired by what Eric has talked about, you share the vision he has. It's really simple. Get on the website, grab a phone today, show your colors, show your commitment to free speech, to privacy, to having different voices so that we can have that freedom forever and ever. It's an easy investment and it's one you won't regret. Eric, I can't thank you enough. And I got to tell you, I'm learning so much. We got to have you back on the show. We love having smart people that open up windows of thought for us. And I'd love to get you back on here pretty soon.
Well, thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right. What a day. Freedom Phone Day. I think we're going to make this an annual holiday, at least at Just the News. We might not need get an act of Congress, but we're going to make it a holiday here at Just the News and John Solomon Reports. Go today and check out the Freedom Phone. You just heard Eric. What an amazing story. What an amazing set of principles and values he has. He wants to disrupt big tech in Silicon Valley by creating a phone whose apps can't be censored, whose privacy can't be intruded on easily. You have all the tools on this phone to shut off tracking and protect your privacy. All the tools on this phone and all the apps that, including Just the News, that are censor-free. It's an extraordinary opportunity, one that we think will have enormous capabilities and opportunities throughout the year. And you can get one of your first phones hot off the assembly line right now today at Just the News. You go to freedomphone.com and put in the code JUSTTHENEWS, all one word. You get $50 off. And remember, some of your contribution to the phone, your purchase of the phone, will support our journalism. Or you can go to justthenews.com/freedomphone and it will take you to that same page. Remember to use the code JUSTTHENEWS. And you will be not only supporting Just the News, you'll be supporting the incredible initiative that Eric Finman, who we just heard from, is starting in America. We're not whining anymore. We're using our carpe diem spirit, our innovator spirit, to offer the American public a new phone capability. And what an exciting opportunity for us here as a marketing partner with Eric. You heard his story, you heard his ambition, you heard his values and why he's embarking on this phone and why we here at Just the News believe it is a great phone. Our app is pre-installed on it. That's pretty cool. So much to celebrate, so little time to act. So jump on it today. Get your Freedom phone, pick your provider, get on the road, get rolling. This is an extraordinary opportunity to make a statement. Every aspect of the phone is a statement, including the little decorative bag it comes into, which has all the American colors on it. Yeah, we might trigger some snowflakes with these American quintessential phones. But we celebrate liberty. We celebrate freedom. We celebrate censorship-free conversations. We celebrate the ability to improve our privacy protections in an era of hackers and Big Brother and big tech spires. This is the opportunity. Please check it out. Please support us and support Eric and the Freedom Phone. What a great opportunity. What a great new product coming to your mailbox soon if you choose. What an opportunity. Try out a new phone. You spoil yourself. Get a new phone. You won't regret it, and you'll be supporting an important cause and making a statement to your neighbors, to your colleagues at work, and to yourself that, yes, we can protect our privacy. Yes, we can fight for our free speech. No, we don't have to take it on the chin all the time from big tech. We're done with it. We're not going to take it anymore. We're taking matters into our own hands, creating quality products. We did it at Just the News. We created Just the News so you'd have an alternative news site that was neutral and just gave you facts and was transparent. We've created some new social platforms, Getter, Parler, CloudHub, my personal favorite. I think CloudHub is the wave of the future. And now we have our own cell phone, yep, with its own app store, its own apps, its own. What an incredible opportunity. The Freedom Phone. Get it today. You won't be disappointed. What an incredible opportunity. All right, folks. That wraps up the show. Celebrate your Freedom Phone holiday. Help support Just the News. Help support Eric Finman and his incredible new adventure. A amazing privacy protecting / censorship free phone. The thing you and I have all been waiting for many, many months. We could say maybe many years. It's here now. All right. May God bless you, and may God bless this incredible country, and may God bless the Freedom Phone franchise as it embarks on a brave new journey into a new world of communication and free speech. Very exciting day. So glad we could have Eric join us. Do your part. Buy one of these phones. Support us. Support Eric Finman. Support Freedom Phone. It's a great idea. We need more of these alternatives. They're cropping up every day. President Trump has filed some lawsuits against the big tech guys. And in the meantime, we've got the Cloud Hubs and the Parlors and the Freedom Phones and all those cropping up, making us have more opportunity, more choices, more free market choices. What an amazing time. That's why God has blessed America with these great innovators. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with a new edition of John Solomon Reports. Until then, check out the Freedom Phone. Tell your friends, your family, make a statement that you're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to be censored anymore. We're not going to have faux scandals and cancel culture and fake conspiracy theories that turn out to be true. It is time for the first time in our life to make a stand. You're able to do it in social media. Now you're able to do it with your cell phone choice. What a liberating moment. All right, be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.